the right shit. See, for a while when you bought Gardetto's, they knew for... Isn't it creepy sometimes how companies know what you're thinking? Because when those when that Gardetto snack mix, which is, I'd say, pound for pound, that's the finest salty snack product on the market. Isn't that true?
They're really good.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't eat the donut. I'm feeling better.
You know what, those voodoo donuts. Look, I know that it makes me a bad Portlander. And I should be supporting everything that's hometown and all, but you know what, those voodoo donuts, man. I know that everybody's supposed to love them, and I applaud them for being a local business. They are local, right? And it's not a chain or anything.
Oh, yeah, they're right on 2nd.
But, I mean, it's just like, it's not, it's like the only location. It's like one guy or two guys or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that it's a cool business. Go there. I'm not telling you not to. I'm just saying, for me, I couldn't possibly eat that.
I haven't had one. I mean, I hear people rave about them, but they're...
I think people...
They just look too sugary.
I think people rave about them because... I think it's a lot of hype. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, I think people are into the fact that it's local, independently owned, that they're kind of cool, they're late night, they're kind of a vampire donut place. I think that's all cool, but really, who wants a Pepto-Bismol-flavored donut? Really, in the grand scheme of things, who wants a donut that's been rolled in Fruit Loops? I think it sounds like a great idea, and then you get a bite and a half in, you're just like, and not so much. The weird thing about the Gardetto's, though, is that came on the market, and then everybody was like, oh, what are these little brown things? Oh, the rye chips. These are the best. Next thing I knew, like 6 months later, all the packages have a little thing that says, now with more rye chips. And it freaked me. I was like, how do they know? How do they know that I want more rye chips? And then you just bought some, and there's only one rye chip in the whole bag. See, that's a guarantee.
Only one.
You're going to have to buy more because to get more rye chips.
Well, you know, they just sell the rye chips now, too.
Is that true?
Yeah.
McRib is back.
Oh, yeah, Nate's a huge fan of them, too. He buys them, just the rye chips.
Where?
We got them at a gas station on, like, on Broadway and, like, 28.
That's the mark of quality. They sell them at a gas station right next to the Fix-A-Flat. It's 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time once again. Oh, wait, can you turn my computer up? We'll do a double theme here. It's that time once again. It's time for Rick Emerson's Rockstar Recap. Cap with Kristen from accounting. Listen to that. That sounds fantastic is what that is. Kristen from accounting, how are you, sister?
I'm very well, thanks.
All right. So you were there at Sabalas, our new home.
Well, I actually watched the show from Dante.
Damn you. No, I don't care. No, I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Well, there's a bunch of, you know, Storm's co-workers were hanging out, have been doing that at Dante. So I kind of hung out with that crowd for the show. So I got a little of their crowd reaction, and then, of course, I met up with you guys later, and...
I only go there because it's close, and I don't like... I'm lazy.
Dante's is kind of closer for... You know, I just hop over the bridge, and it's...
No, and I keep telling Sarah she got to get her own booth at Sabalas, though, because they're...
That's the end of it.
All right. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
You know, I don't like it when we go off the air. I don't like it when there are technical difficulties or transmitter woes of any kind. But in a small way, it's almost worth it just to be able to play that Proud Mary song and screw with people. Oh, wait. Here's a text message. What could that possibly say? Not funny, a-hole. You are wrong, sir. It's fantastically funny.
Hey, we don't know when those things are coming out. Plus, I was just reading that email earlier.
What email? Oh, yeah, there was... There's been some streamlining, I think, at the corporation this week.
And Rick is sitting here telling me today, like, we have nothing to worry about. And dead air Ed McCarthy.
No, we were reading, there's been some, Bob Slidell is going to be here helping us figure out how we can do things a little more efficiently. Yeah, and I told Sarah, I'm like, no, that's not about us. Those are people on the on another coast. They're not going to be letting anybody here go. And then, like, the station just goes off the air. That's fantastic. All right, 503-733. That's like a creepy jack-in-the-box is what that Ed McCarthy thing is. It's 503-733-2970. I'm sorry about that. Not about the Proud Mary thing. I'm not sorry about that. I'm, look at the emails. God damn you, it says. I hate you and your credence. You suck. Well, let me read all of these. What were we doing? We were doing Rockstar Recap, weren't we?
Yes.
Oh, we had all this momentum. It's all gone now. All the momentum is gone.
Let's just do it after Ed, then.
Did Sarah spill another drink?
Oh,
zing! All right. Well, I got a break here in a minute. So, here's what hello, Dante.
You bastard.
Hi there. How are you, sir?
You should be beaten and poked with pointy sticks for that Proud Mary thing, man.
Well, let's... I
want my goddamn coffee cup back.
All right. Thank you. There you go. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. It's 503-733-2970. All right. Well, we were talking to Kristen from accounting. I was bitching that Sarah doesn't have her own seat at Sabala's. Well, anyway, so there you go. So there's that. Well, now that we've lost all our inertia, here's what we got. We were talking to Kristen from accounting. We were doing the Rockstar recap of Rockstar Supernova last night featuring Storm Large. Then it got interrupted. So we'll do a couple. I'll read some emails here. We'll take a break. We might as well take a break, come back, talk to Ed McCarthy. We'll do a little City Desk News with Tim Riley. And then Kristen from accounting will come back, like maybe bottom of the hour around that, and we'll do the Rockstar recap then. So let me just read a couple of these. We got this guy, this Tony in the Couve, and this guy, he worked, I don't know if I've ever written his emails on the air before, he sent us a sound clip of this. He works down the hall from some guys who literally fire like a billion volt laser as part of their job. They have a laser that they fire. And he sent me a sound of the laser. It's like, and every time he turns it on, it knocks the station off in his area. He wondered if it was that again. Let's see, what else? Rick, here's just another, you are a bastard. Thank you. That is all. I hate you. A lot of WTFs. Let's see. Rick, listening to your show is like the many applications we use at work. They make your life easier, but you never know when they're just going to go away. How about this? Rick, not this again. I picked a bad week to quit doing blow. Rick, what do you mean you're going to oldies again? Oh, wait. No, never mind. Says that email. All right. 503-733. Every time I hear CCR, I think of that day. It still hurts. A ride chip.
It's my one ride chip.
Listen to this. Can I have this?
You can have it.
Thank you. All right, thank you very much. All right. Okay.
I'm glad we're back on the air to hear that.
I know.
Back and doing compelling, gripping radio. As only the Rick Emerson Show can. We'll be back after this. Take a break. We'll come back. Ed McCarthy will join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll go to the city desk with Tim Riley. We will recap Rockstar Supernova. I swear to God. We'll do it in like 15 minutes with Kristen from accounting. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid state radio. Sort of a gaseous state today, actually. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. The weirdest picture of you I've ever seen.
I don't know what that is. I don't even know when that's from.
Somebody just sent Sarah a picture in which... Are you eating something?
It looks like I'm eating something.
Or somebody pulling your tongue out?
That's not my tongue.
Oh. That's not my tongue. You take that out of context. I dare you. All right. Well, hell. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what I want y'all to do for me. We'll talk to Ed McCarthy here in just a moment. Then we'll have the city desk with Tim Riley. Then we will recap. I swear to God, we'll do. We'll recap Rockstar Supernova from last night with Kristen from accounting, who she's now the official stenographer of that program here. Because last night because she was at Dante's, and we were at Sabala's, then she kind of came over and she met up with us. We're all hanging out there, and we're all just too keyed up to even write anything down. Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting there on the edge of the... Literally on the edge of my seat last night at one point. Just be like, no, yeah! You know, just totally...
I just like having the running commentary, making fun of everybody.
Oh, yeah, just totally stressing out about everything. And then, you know, it's all very whatever. And then Sarah... This, by the way, this is the best comment out of Sarah's mouth yesterday. This Sarah said this, because, you know, normally when somebody says... They've gotten rid of their television. They follow. But, you know, since I got rid of my television, I have a lot more time for reading. Or, you know, hey, I got rid of my television. I have much more time for my loved ones now. Or I've started to become more religiously fulfilled and discover an inner journey of spirituality. This is what Sarah said last night. You know, since I got rid of my television, I have a lot more time for drinking.
I spend a lot more time at the bar.
Well, there you go. But they have a TV there, so it all works out.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
That's 503-733-2970. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. I don't even know if this is Ed McCarthy. I guess I should look. Now I can't pick it up because it's... All right, is this Ed McCarthy, sir? I have to look at this screen. I don't pick it up, and then it's some guy I don't want to talk to.
Who else would be calling the woman?
Well, let's see. Is this Ed McCarthy?
It certainly is.
How are you? How are you, Ed?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm sorry, we sound a little rattled. We had a bit of a power outage here a minute ago. We were rolling along. Have you ever done this? You're having a fantastic show where everything is, you're in the zone and everything is working fine, and then suddenly something goes off. Your microphone breaks and something gets plugged.
Or the headphones go out on you.
Oh, dude, you don't even know about that. So last week I came on. How often do you test your headphones when you're going in? You just assume they're going to work.
Exactly, yeah.
And so I come in the studio last Thursday, I think I came in. And, you know, we're just sitting and we're shooting the breeze, as they say, and we're kvetching and so forth. And we had like 12:01, we get ready to go. I plug in my headphones, turn on the mic, start talking, and I can hear nothing. And it threw off the whole first 10 minutes. So about 20 minutes ago, we're sitting talking, and we're kind of just jawing away, doing our thing. And then all of the phone lines, for no reason at once, all light up. And you know that's bad news.
Oh, no.
Because you know that immediately means that either you're off the air or, like, the Pope has been shot, and they're calling to tell you or something. And so we were off the air for, like, 10 minutes for no readily apparent reason. So anyway, so we had all this momentum, and now that's gone.
Ed. Let's see if we can re-energize this thing. What do you think?
Ed, if anybody can, you can. You and your...
No, somebody else, baby, but not me.
Should we?
Yes, Ed, we need to let you in on something. Rick, play.
Ed, can I just let you in on a little secret here?
Sure.
All right, hold on. I want you to listen. I don't know if you... Do you recognize that noise, Ed?
Let me hear it again. the sound of silence.
No, can you not hear that?
I can't.
Oh.
All right, let's try it again.
Are we not feeding the phone? Let's try one more time here.
I do recognize.
All right, there you go. Yeah, we've somebody noted, and I believe it was me, that you have a fantastic chortle when you are amused by something, and the listeners do like it. So we've actually excerpted it out, and here's the thing: occasionally we'll get listeners who call up and they want to tell us terrible jokes, or they'll want to use witticisms that are perhaps not as fully formed as they should be, and they'll be expecting us to laugh, and then instead there's just awkward silence. So now when a listener calls up and says something that is supposed to be funny but instead just kind of bombs, we are going to use you as our proxy. Instead of awkward nothingness, you are now going to by proxy laugh at them.
I love it.
Yeah, so if they call up and they'll say something terrible, and instead of us just sitting there and crickets, it'll be like a... And there you go. So they won't feel so bad about themselves, but we don't actually have to laugh.
You know, I'm honored. That's funny.
No, you got a great laugh. I'd say of all the CNN radio correspondents, you are the most jocular and have the best laugh. I would say that...
That's a great compliment.
No, it's absolutely true. There's no real easy way to transition from jocular laughter to sex offenders, so we'll just sort of shift gears awkwardly now. And here's the reason that we're curious about this, though, because we have spent the last couple weeks on this show sort of every now and again returning to the issue of sexual predators or offenders, because they just recently in our county, Multnomah County, which is where we live, they've just launched this website where you can put in your address and it will tell you how many sex offenders live in a square mile.
And they'll say exactly where. We have the same thing here.
Yeah, the addresses, mugshots, methods of you know, their MO, all of it. It's all very unnerving. And an astonishing number of them in Portland live right near like a school or a daycare or a bus stop. But you've got a similar thing going on there.
Right. This is interesting. It's still going on. I mean, remember yesterday I talked with you on the bad cell phone outside of the federal courthouse. And, you know, they had two things going on. This was the one that was going on plus the Coke thing. They were both going on at the same time. So I was absolutely crazy. I mean, trying to figure this thing out, how we were going to cover this. But we pulled it off finally. But it's going into a second day here with this judge. They're hearing... They had these guys today testifying, and they said, well, you know, these guys, well, you know, once they get jobs, they're okay. They don't do that anymore.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and then you had the sheriff yesterday, who I thought was pretty good. You know, it's not that he's, you know, against the law. He just doesn't think it's going to work. He says, you're going to get a law like this. He says, and these guys are just not going to register. They're going to go underground. They're going to make it tougher for the police.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, it seems like you got to do a lot to get on that list. Anyway, like, I don't know how it is there, but I know here, for you to be even listed, you can't just have been a guy who offended. They got to list you as being likely to reoffend at some point.
So, I have heard in Georgia, I'm not sure exactly how it is, but we do have a talk show host on WSB, which is one of our affiliates, mm-hmm. and he had mentioned that, you know, to get on that list, you simply could get caught, like, around the side of a tree if you had a bad moment that you really couldn't hold it anymore.
Oh, really? So even, like, a simple indecent exposure charge could get you on?
That could be it, too. So, you know, that's all part of it, but... It's the other guys you're worried about.
Well, yeah, because here it's a lot of, like, you know, a lot of stories that end with, and then he broke into the home holding a knife, you know, and it's just guys that clearly ought not to be near a bus stop or really anybody. I know that in Georgia the thing is that they're worried that all these zoning regulations are going to just make vast tracts of the residential area unsuitable for the dumping of sex offenders, which I think is fine with everybody. Find some big
desert. The people, absolutely.
Yeah, seriously, just find some big desert area that they're not using for anything and stick them out there. Who cares, you know?
Well, that's why we have space travel, too, you know?
Shoot them into the sun. There you go.
that wasn't a good laugh. Oh, yeah. It was a real, they're all real honest laughs.
No, it's all...
Even if they don't sound good sometimes.
No, it's... See, there you go. Now, see, now, if you feel, now, if your own laugh at some point isn't up to par, we can help you compensate for it.
Play the other one.
you can just hand it off to us. It'll be like a pinch laugh. You know what I mean?
See, my poor wife, she has to hear this laugh all the time.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Poor Kathy, my wife, she has to hear this laugh all the time.
Yeah, no, it's true.
It's 24-hour comedy.
No, it really is. You want to, we'll just have your own reality channel or something. All right. It's CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy. Thank you, Ed. Oh, can I ask you a question, by the way?
Sure.
This is a question from a listener for you.
Okay.
Listener says, I have a question. Hold on, let me open it. It's an email. I have a question for Ed McCarthy. Rick, can you ask Ed to elaborate on his daughter visiting the show when she's in Portland? Why did Ed tell her about the show? Did she go online and listen to it and enjoy it, or what? I'm so confused. How did this all start? That's a good question. So now, has she heard the show, or is this like solely based on your description of it? Or
yes, solely based on my I tell her, you know, that I'm on all the time and it's Portland, and I said, you're going to Portland. I said, oh, you got to go see Rick Emerson.
Well, no, we're flattered. No, that means a lot to us. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for speaking so kindly of us.
Yeah, she's excited. We used to have her visit the network when she was young.
Oh, that's cool.
And then she'd come home and tell stories about somebody yelling that dad was yelling that and cursing because he needed something in a hurry.
Oh, that's great.
And
see?
That didn't go over too well at the dinner table.
No, but those are totally cool stories. And this is, I mean, to be a kid, I mean, if I'd been able to, like, hang out somewhere like CNN Atlanta or someplace, that would have just been the coolest thing ever. So, right on.
One of the funniest stories, I know you got to run here. I'll tell you this. We had her write a sports cast for me, and then we went on and she left the guy's name out in the thing. I went on to do the sports and messed it all up.
Well, you know, not everything can be a home run.
Oh, that's true.
All right. Thank you, Ed McCarthy. We'll talk to you soon.
We'll see you later.
All right. There you go. Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio.
Oh, Ed.
Okay. Is this Kristen? All right. Well, we have another city that we got to do a couple stories, and then we'll go to Kristen. So, Kristen, I'm sorry. I know you've been delayed like for 90 minutes now, but I feel bad because like the last 2 days we've done effectively no news of any kind at all.
People have been ill-informed.
It's what? Yes, no, it's true. They've been lacking. There's a deficiency of information out there, even for Dan. Son of a bitch.
The sun could have blown up and people would know it.
That's probably not true. Here's Tim Riley, the city desk.
From higher top to bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News. Meet Tim Riley reporting. Well, Caltrans, which is in charge of all the construction in California, says freeway construction will be stopped if motorists continue to endanger freeway workers. They've already responded to threats of impatient drivers in construction zones. Apparently, drivers have moved and vandalized things to keep them from driving in certain places, and motorists are waving guns at highway workers.
Well, maybe they should start doing their construction at night when people aren't trying to use the goddamn roads!
So Caltrans says if this doesn't stop, there'll be no more road construction.
I'm sure that would break everybody's heart. It's not, look, where is it? In L.A.?
Yeah.
I've driven it, look, it's not like I've lived there in a long time. I've driven in L.A., just like here. It's not like they're keeping those roads in tip-top shape already. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to allow the infrastructure to crumble and be covered in potholes the same way it already is, just like here? So maybe you ought to try doing the construction at night when fewer people are using the roads. When the traffic is like 95% lower. I mean, I don't understand why that's so difficult. And I think everybody would gladly pay the tax differential. I can't speak for everybody, but I believe that's the case. That everybody would gladly pay a small differential to not have the roads tied up and their use restricted by highway construction guys that are out there at like 3 o'clock on a Tuesday trying to do it. Now, to be fair, they do a lot of construction at night here in Portland. I will be fair about that. Because there was a whole thing where they were where the Ross Island Bridge banked around to the right and became like 26 and 5, they had to tear that all up a while back, and they did it all at night, which is exactly the way that it ought to be done. And here's the other thing that they could not do, since we're talking about road construction. I'm not advocating road rage or the waving of guns at people, and I'm certainly not advocating that you get out of your car and go move those cones. I do understand all of those things, though. And I will be the first to admit that in Salt Lake, my friend Todd, who shows up in many of these stories, my friend Todd and I actually used it, and we didn't wave guns. But in Salt Lake, they would do this. They were doing this long stretch of road. I can't remember what it's called. It wasn't State Street, but it was some long road. And they're resurfacing, and I understand you got to do what you got to do. But here's what they would do. Every day, it's like a four-lane road, you know, two lanes in each direction. And they were resurfacing or fixing potholes or whatever. But it's like in a given day, they could get about 100 or 200 or 300 yards done. Because, you know, it's kind of tedious work. So would they block off 100 or 200 or 300? No, they would block off like 2 miles with cones Just because, like, under the, like, because who, you know, because a race of aliens might drop out of the sky and double their work speed, and, you know, they'd be able to get, like, five times as much done as they ever were. They would block off, like, way more road than they ever, ever, ever were going to get to that day. And as a result, all the traffic bottlenecked. So I have no problem admitting that we would just get out of our, like, we would wait till they went on lunch break, and we would just get out of our car and just move the cones over. I have no problem because the cones were pointless. There was no reason for them to be there. So if they didn't block off more road than they were actually going to use during the day, or, God forbid, just have a guy, have some guy who walks ahead of you and blocks off the next 30 yards as you move your construction down the road. Jesus. Well, there you go. So I'm not saying it's right, but I am saying they bring these problems on themselves sometimes. All right, there you go. It's Tim Riley.
Well, I think we found out where Ken Lay has been. A British banker who was questioned by U.S. authorities in connection with the Enron scandal has been found dead.
Well, there you go. He's out there cleaning up messes one at a time, tying up loose ends.
He's the cleaner.
Yeah, it is true.
A Simple Life Just Won't Die. TV Guide reports that the reality series starring best friends Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie has been renewed by E! Entertainment Television for a fifth season.
Who is still watching that show?
Oh, no.
All right. And they don't even, it must be hard to do that because they don't even talk to each other. They haven't talked to each other since season three, right? And why do I know that? Why do I even know? Why in my, I don't even know the capitals of the states. I know that they haven't talked to each other. Why do I know that they haven't? And I found out why it was, though. It was apparently because, because Paris Hilton was caught using a bunch of racial slurs. And, you know, and Nicole Richie's adopted, but her father is a black man. And apparently Paris Hilton was caught on film with one of her skis boyfriends saying a whole bunch of horrible racial things. And apparently that's why, so the rumor mill has it, that's why Nicole Richie, why am I talking about this? I don't care. Okay, we're done. We're done talking about that.
Let us go now to Florida.
You horrible, horrible woman.
That's
you looked ahead. You looked ahead.
I looked ahead.
You were tipped off that we were doing a Florida story.
You know what? It's highlighted. I see a big Florida there. I'm ready.
I wasn't the one who wrote Florida on this copy. From Florida comes word.
Ah!
A pair of thugs added insult to robbery by stealing a man's car right in front of his home and then making him drop trow and walk down the street as they drove away.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
The incident occurred when 30-year-old Thomas Hodgson pulled into the driveway of his home. As soon as he got out, he was approached by two suspects in their teens, one with a gun, the other with a bat. The suspects demanded his car keys and cell phone, which he was carrying. Then Hodgson immediately complied and dropped the items to the ground. The suspects then made Hodgson take his pants off, put his hands in the air, and walked down the street.
Okay, that's pretty great. I mean, look, I'm not saying you should steal cars, but I'm saying at least they add a little something to it, a little twist. Little flavor.
That's from the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
In where?
Manatee County in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not even gonna play.
That's just sad.
Hey, you know what I did get though?
Matter of fact, I had a good slice of beef last night.
Yeah, Joey sent that to us. All right. Well, we should go to Kristen here.
I think so too.
Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show again. Kristen from accounting, who joins us now on the hello.
Hi.
Let's see if the station goes off the air this time. Somebody suggested that it was what?
Maybe it was me. I knocked things off kilter.
Somebody suggested that it was Voodoo Donuts. I was speaking ill of Voodoo Donuts and something. Hacked the transmitter.
I bet you that's it.
No, people can go there. I don't care. I'm just saying. For me, it's like Sarah wanted to have one of the donuts on the coffee table. You ended up not having one of these donuts in the hallway, right, Sarah?
Because I did not.
Because here's the thing. If you haven't had a donut in a long time and then you have one, they don't taste very good. It's like if you haven't had Oreos in a long time and then you have Oreos, they just taste terrible because they just taste like lard.
And the aftertaste is terrible.
They got the greasy film on the inside of your mouth. It's all, you know what that.
Yeah.
Rick, this email says, you should have several more laughs to your repertoire. How about a Sarah laugh? Maybe various CNN correspondents laughing. Okay? Do we have... Scotty, do we have any other laughs archived? We do... Okay, listen to this. Wait, hold on.
There's a project for Scotty J.
Apparently he's... He's reading ahead. Thinking ahead as always. Wait, here we go. I think that's Jim Roop. That's kind of creepy, actually. All right, there you go. Hi, Kristen, how are you?
speaking of bad tastes in the mouth, let's talk about Supernova.
Da-da-da. All right, so last night, Rockstar Supernova. Now, we started off the show today by playing Storm Large and her performance. First of all, let's just sit and talk about that for a second, about Storm singing Surrender. I got home.
You could go on for hours about that.
My email box was filled with, like, you know, dude, OMG, WTF, woot, you know, just all the guys just losing their mind, because everybody knows that I believe Surrender to be the greatest rock song of all time. And, of course, if you have the Bigger Than Jesus DVD, there's that
teenage, you all should.
Which you should. There's that Teenage Dirtbag documentary where Davey, her boyfriend, her significant other of a long time, Davey tells this whole, there's all this personal relevance to the song Surrender, because Davey, her boyfriend, discovered rock and roll when he found his sister's copy of Live at Budokan, blah, 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 blah. Fast forward years later when Davey is in Everclear, and he and Art Alexakis from Everclear played Surrender live. It was like the closing of a circle. Played Surrender live on stage with Robin Zander and Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick. And, I mean, so there's all of this. That song.
It's
and plus,
history.
And that song has been performed at, I think, like half of our listener parties. That song has all of this significance to the show.
Say, hasn't it been at, like, every single one? Probably?
Yeah. Surrender has so much significance to our audience and to the show. And so when Storm was like, I can't tell you what it is, but you're going to like it. I mean, it was so, and I thought it was going to be I Want You to Want Me.
Indeed. Yeah, I was trying to think what it possibly could be. But
now, Kristen, were you able to figure out who the bottom three were? Have they announced that, or is that tomorrow?
You know,
or tonight, I mean.
It's tonight. I haven't seen. Of course, there's always spoilers, but I have not seen. And wait, actually, there's a promo for tonight's show, and they show Zaira on it.
Of course.
I like how you're compelled to roll the R there.
Zaira. Okay. Whatever.
Well, because
let's just call her Loser, because she'll be out tonight.
Well,
because
there was no way to have spoilers for this, though, because it's like a... I mean, it's
9
not like,
a.m. or something.
Well, it's not like the other show where, you know, they filmed it days ago. This is like literally a live thing, at least for the East Coast.
Right.
So the soonest we could know is like 6:15.
Well,
so like, yeah.
You know, because I was on one of the message boards and they were actually talking about it being filmed at about 9 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
The Elimination Show. So I don't know how much truth there is to that, but that is what I have heard. So maybe somebody out there knows for sure.
So let's do this. We have. I was going to create a little theme for you, but then it didn't get done. So you just have to imagine FM DJs. I have to imagine some bouncy techno music in the background, adding more energy to this talk segment.
Great.
You have to imagine like all the FM guys where you're talking, and in the background there's like a.
Yeah.
You know, just playing along just so they can pretend that their show has momentum.
Right.
So why don't you quickly, you have created this recap, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
The Rockstar Rundown.
Yeah, well, because it's just a little brief synopsis of everybody's contribution last night.
I have sound from last night's show. Scotty J put this together, of course. I have sound from last night's program. So why don't you recap, and then as you do that, I can play a little sound from each of these people from last night, and then we'll talk about who's going to be out.
Now, I was going to do them in order of performance.
Okay, that's what
to be.
Just do it however you want to do it. I got the sound here.
Excellent. Well, let's just start with the word for last night's performances. Dull.
Yes.
Or embarrassing, depending on who you were watching.
A couple of those were embarrassing.
Yeah. Actually, Magni, the guy from Iceland, who sang My Generation last night, better vocals than last week, I thought.
Well, let's play a little bit of that here. This is Magni singing My Generation on last night's Rockstar Supernova.
People try to put us down just because we get around. They do as I start cold. All my time before I get old.
All right, so there. How do I stop this once it starts playing? All right, I don't know how to... There's no stop button. All right, so there you go. And this is... To be fair, he's singing in a language that is not his first language.
No, that's true. I believe, yeah, he's still got the accent and...
But he's still not very good.
He's not great, but I think he tried to step it up a little bit tonight, and the band seemed to be okay. He still came across to me as flat.
He just seems dull to me.
Yeah, that was the word. I just couldn't...
Yeah.
Dull, that's all I could think.
It's just uninteresting.
And, well, the same thing with Jenny, who came on second. She's the tall, lanky blonde gal that Jason told her to go get a sandwich.
Oh, yeah. She sang Tainted Love.
She sang Tainted Love. And, you know, whatever, either you love Soft Cell or you don't. That's kind of a new wave thing. Let's just say here that the choices for songs, I don't know what they're thinking, because they want these people to rock out, but they're choosing stuff that doesn't...
Well, it's like they're setting them up to fail, because I know that
And then they keep complaining about the song choice. And well, it's like, well, this is what you're giving them.
Let's hear a little bit of this. It's Jenny singing Tainted Love. Sometimes
I feel I've got I am Nora Jones. Got to get
away from the pain you drive. That's enough of that. You know what that is? That's her trying to be smoky.
Well, yeah, and she's, you know, nice voice. She's kind of a poppy kind of chick, though.
Yeah.
I think she would just fade in front of Supernova.
Oh, you pointed at, you made a completely accurate point, though, which is there's four, I guess, 14 competitors left. They're given 14 songs to choose from, and then they have to fight over them. So, like, some of these guys are just being set up as fall guys because, they, you know, by the time you get there, all the good songs are taken, and you're stuck with Tainted Love.
Which makes me wonder if they are really, like, if they already know, like, who the top five people are they want to look at, and they're kind of setting people up, the ones that they don't want to.
They have to, because we pointed out they keep cutting away to Storm for reaction shots, so clearly they like her.
Yeah, which makes me even more interested to hear from Storm when she gets back, how that whole political thing in the back, you know, worked out.
So we've got Jill. She's the porn star looking girl.
Yeah, which, you know, she sang Violet and she was crucified.
Oh, they
went
killed
on the
her.
Boards this morning as well because of, and it wouldn't have been so bad. She came out with the wedding dress and the veil and the red roses, but then she denied that she was trying to copy.
She said she didn't even know. She's like, I don't know how Courtney Love does that song. Which, like, that you should lose points if that's true for not even knowing music.
Just ridiculous.
All right, here's a little bit of it's like she's mixed way in the back. You can't even hear her.
Yeah. And
that, I mean, the house band is great. She's not very good.
Oh, the house band is just incredible.
The screaming is not, I know I sound like my dad here, but screaming is not singing.
It has its place, but you need to know how to do it. And then we came to Zaida.
All right. This is, well, I know we've got, Scotty's saying we've got some judge reactions. We'll play on some of the ones that were especially horrible here.
Yeah.
All right, so that's, speaking of which, let's listen to Zaira.
Yeah, let's
this is the worst.
No.
No, now listen, this is the worst performance I've seen of anything in a long time anywhere.
Yeah.
So bad, we were actually embarrassed for her.
That was the consensus at my table.
Which is tough because it's like, you know, because, I want her to lose, and yet it was so painful to watch her doing this.
Right.
This is a Zaira. No, I can't sleep at Now, let's listen to the judge reactions here.
Oh, I don't want to hear anything.
No, we're going to play this. Let's listen to the judges here.
Hey, I can't say that you don't give it your all every time you perform.
Say it.
But I got to tell you.
Say it.
I don't think you have a clue of what we're looking for in a singer.
Ooh.
You haven't told me.
Do you even own any record that any of us have ever been on?
I've heard of your music. Diapers when that was out.
Oh! Whoa. Way to endear yourself.
It's okay. Much love. Excellent job.
Love you.
Why would
Zaira?
All right. Why would you really say that?
Well, you've got to wonder. You got accepted onto this show to audition for a band with these three guys who have had pretty, you know, in the world of rock, pretty good longevity. Why would you not go out and at least go down to CD Game Exchange, get yourself a copy and listen to what you're dealing with?
Yeah, it's like you would think you would at least prep yourself.
Yeah, and to admit that you have no idea what they're about.
Oh, so to give him a bunch of crap about, I was in diapers.
Yeah, that was out when I was in diapers.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
What a way to endear yourself to the band.
Oh, no.
I think they would have booted her right there.
I think she's going to be the one to go.
Yeah, me too.
And here's what sealed it for her. She's going to be bounced because the band themselves all but said, like, you're terrible and like you're never, it's never going to work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. So there's, we have Chris. I like this guy, but he can't really sing. Yeah. All right, that's Chris singing that. What is that? The Franz Ferdinand Killers?
Take Me Out.
Whoever sings that. Who does that song?
Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah. He's kind of got his own style, but I'm more and more, as much as I want to like that guy, I don't think he can really, you know, what's the word, sing.
Yeah.
So, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Joining us now, our good friend Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine.
I can't believe I'm actually here.
Yes, us either.
Hey, and I think Chris sucks. I can't stand him. His attitude's awful. He thinks he's so good.
I just, you know.
And if you were watching the online episodes, he's a little cocky.
Oh, totally.
He's much better than what he is.
What about that, what's her name, Denali or whatever?
Oh, we'll get to her. No, she's up next. Wait, good segue, Jen Lane. All right, Delana. Hold on, let me play this. This is Delana. I mean, first of all, she got asked to do an encore performance last week because she got the biggest online reaction of anybody.
I think just one trick pony with her.
That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly my
But you know what?
Man.
Everybody, there's two camps on her. Everybody thinks one of two things. Either she's a one-trick pony, which is, I think, my assessment and a lot of people, but a lot of people...
She was still the online favorite.
A lot of people think that she's the one serious contender that could, you know, for against Storm. A lot of people, even people who don't really like her, like Joni doesn't really care for her.
Yeah.
But Joni DeRoshi was saying that she thinks that she's got like that intangible something.
I don't know. Did you watch the online reality episode?
I can't. Mm-hmm. It makes me too stressed. I can't watch.
Oh,
I try.
Well, you should.
I watch it and I just get fidgety.
Okay. Well,
you can tell me though. I mean, it's...
on the online thing, she seems like she's got major self-esteem issues.
She really does.
Really?
She was freaking out that she got picked for the encore and she couldn't even deal with the pressure.
Yeah.
Because she's afraid of exactly what you said, Rick, is that people won't think she has anything else to offer.
Well, I'm not sure that she does.
I don't think she does. I think she senses it too.
Yeah.
And which is why I think, bringing it back around to Ring of Fire, I think that's why she tried to tone it down.
And I'm sorry, who the hell hasn't heard Ring of Fire 5 million times, even if you are from South Africa?
Let's listen to it. This is Delana singing Ring of Fire last night. Leonard Cohen, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. It's like if Leonard Cohen and Mark Lanigan had a baby.
Good reference. Bound by wild desire, I go into a See, here's the thing to me. When you're stripped of, like, her visual, like, when I can't see her, I'm not impressed in any way. Watching her, you've got to admit that she's got kind of a presence, but just listening to her here, I got nothing. Let's see what the judges say here.
So you took a classic Johnny Cash song and you changed it into that?
Oh, see, you think he's going one way with it. And then...
It was awesome!
Oh, he went the whole other way! Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah.
And she is still the online favorite. Between her and Lucas, almost on everybody's top five is Delana and Lucas.
I guess she can... well, because there's like a poll, right? They do like a poll on...
Yeah,
and there's websites everywhere that we tell Davey not to read that he does.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing is she's just got, you know... She's got the cool, like, creepy serial killer vibe, but you know what? And I don't mean this in a physical way. She's really unattractive, and I don't mean the way she looks. I mean, she's got, like, an ugly vibe around her that I just, like, I watch her, and it just creeps me out, and not in a good rock and roll way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next is this guy. Listen, I know that there's only 14 songs for 14 singers, but you want to talk about a guy who picks the one song that guarantees that everybody will hate him. And I actually like this guy. This is Josh.
Yeah.
The guy that kind of looks like porn star Peter North. But he's singing this Creed song. And it's like, talk about setting him up to fail.
Which I don't know if it was the song or him, but again, another dull vibe. Just didn't do anything for me.
No, just listen to... Pity the poor bastard that has to sing this song.
Josh Logan, you are arguably one of the greatest singers I've heard in a long, long time.
I think the guy's a good singer. However, with him on that.
For me,
it's not one of the greatest ones you've ever heard.
Ever.
Right on. Okay.
Be careful. about your ad-libbing Stevie Wonder stuff.
Fine with that. Doesn't he seem like such a pretentious jerk?
I'm sorry?
Jason Newsted or whatever. Doesn't he seem like such a pretentious jerk?
All of them. I really hate Dave Navarro even more than I did last week.
I always liked him.
I don't think... See, I like him too. I don't think Jason Newsted comes off as pretentious. I think he comes off maybe as... The one guy there.
Like a big bore.
Yeah. I think just from seeing a lot of interviews with him, I think he's the guy there that takes music the most seriously.
He's most serious about that.
You know, if you see interviews with him, he's, for good or bad, he's a very serious guy about music and music theory and music whatever. And who knows? Maybe that makes him dull, maybe it doesn't.
You see that Metallica is one of the top 25 biggest wusses in rock.
I saw that, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going
to
do a whole
countdown. And to give you a little background, from what I understand, again, online, they were talking about how heavily edited that episode was last night, because apparently Tommy was a little bit in the back.
No, he'd seen high. I said last night.
They said that they edited so much out.
I said last night that he totally looked high. He looked high as a freaking kite.
It does seem like Jason and Dave got a little bit annoyed there during the episode. You know, it just seemed like...
Well, didn't there one point...
Recovery.
You know, one point that Newsted was trying to make some... He was saying something about, like, expand your vowels more, don't clench when you give a vowel sound, which maybe that's bitchy, but it's also, like, constructive advice. And Tommy Lee was like, shut up, dude! And then, like, they were, like, yelling at each other about it. Like, Tommy Lee was totally hosed. You could completely tell.
Yeah.
Let's see. A lot of these I don't even really care about. These are Phil.
Phil, we call him Bobblehead.
Is he got a huge head?
Oh, he's kind of moving around a lot.
Yeah.
She loves me. Maybe you'll understand.
I don't even care.
Yeah.
I don't even care enough to listen. Let's see, what else?
And of course, Storm was next.
We'll play. Well, we'll go back. We'll end with that one. There's Patrice, who sang Heart-Shaped Box.
Oh.
You know.
I don't even remember who this girl is. Is she the lanky blonde that plays guitar?
No, she has the brown, stripy hair.
It makes no impression on me at all.
She had the guitar as a prop for a long time there.
Oh.
Can I tell you, she...
Like Madonna.
Oh.
What?
Oh, she also got big props online.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people really like...
No taste.
Yeah, online people are stupid.
They are.
Screw them. I'll have to listen to the judge, because I wasn't paying attention during this part, because as soon as I heard it was, I just tuned out immediately as soon as I heard it was the song.
You dropped a line at the top of that, but who cares? You sang it great, and you look great, and great
job. This criticism is worthless.
I'd like to see
at least they stopped saying, you killed.
You,
like in the first one
you,
last week, like, you killed.
You rocked
you killed
it.
That.
You yeah. brought it.
You know what, though? I'll buy you a new guitar strap that's like a longer one. Okay?
Longer one.
And I like that you stay yourself, you do it your way, and that's the only way, and it's great.
Right. But this is like bad Tony Robbins, like, your way is the only way.
Yeah.
Think it and be it.
Like they read a book and picked a couple of good sounding lines, positive reinforcement lines or something.
Let's see. Well, we got Lucas, the Don't Panic guy. I'm not even going to play these last, some of
well,
these.
Well, and he's got weird eyebrows, too.
No. The Toby guy, somebody
like
told
me.
He's
got dwarfism, you know? He's got that big bulbous forehead.
Big
his
bulbous
head is totally
forehead.
Misshapen.
Bulbous.
But he does have something.
On what?
On the Violet song, the Judge reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. We have, we'll play two more here.
You should play, when I was looking online, everyone's for that Toby guy. I don't even remember what he sang.
Oh, he's saying Somebody Told
Somebody
Me.
Somebody Told Me. And
hold on, let's listen to him. He's not bad.
Oh, is this the hot guy from New York?
Yeah, Nate and I both.
Yeah.
Nate likes this guy. No, Nate liked the Jumba Jack Flash guy. I like this guy. Yeah, so there you go. Stop.
He's the one from Australia, I thought.
Yeah.
He's the blonde guy.
Chicks dig him because he's from Australia. He's totally got an advantage
there. He's nice on the reality episode.
No, he's a good-looking guy, too. He's got that kind of rugged thing with, like, he wears the shirt way open, and he's got, like, the leather thing on his wrist.
Looks like he should be working at a beat shop or something.
He's totally.
Like an American Idol than a rocker.
Completely.
Yeah.
All right. We'll play these final couple here. We've got, let's see, where, let me load this in. I liked this guy. This is that guy singing Jumpa Jack Flash, which is hard to do.
This is the dwarf guy, right?
I don't know.
No.
the dwarfy guy saying don't panic.
I mean, it's tough to, you know, Mick Jagger cast a pretty big shadow. I mean, that's, you know, it's a hard song to make everybody forget Mick Jagger on. This is the guy, though, you know, and his smart thing is he went out in the crowd. That's the guy that waded out into the crowd.
This is the guy that I like.
And Nate loved him, too. Nate's like, he worked the crowd. He waded out there.
That's the only thing that saved him.
Yeah. All right, and then this is the final non-storm cut here. This is the girl that we said ought to be a country singer. This is that Dana girl. She's a cute southern 22-year-old girl, has no business being on the show at all, and totally ought to be singing some Jesus Take the Wheel type song. And this is the worst possible song they could have picked for her. She sounds wild. Insert like Born to be Mild joke here. She does that stupid country yodeling thing, too.
And she begged for this song, too, on the reality show. Like, she called up the song.
Oh, I'll kill it!
Yeah.
And what are they? Do the judges even like her? I can't remember.
Yeah, they say Born to be Mild, actually.
Do they?
Do parents even recognize you now?
Probably not.
I still, you know, waiting for the dirty, dirty rock to come out.
I'll do it.
I have four words for you.
Wait.
Born to be Mild.
Zing!
Ow. I got the leopard print. Fishnet. I even headbanged, dude.
Oh, that's so sad.
So much power.
Sad.
Blow up the mic. I think we have great clay to work with here.
I like
come to my hotel room tonight.
I will mold you. It's what you need to see.
All right. Yeah, let's never listen to her again. Bored. And then she has to point out that she headbanged.
Yeah, dude. I headbanged.
Oh, that's so sad. Do you know what it is? When she points out that she headbangs, that's like when you see some like blonde chick that works at your office, or like some girl at the mall who's like 14 and wearing a Slayer shirt. You know what I mean? Have you seen that video that's going around? There's a YouTube video that's going around, and it's called what is it called? It's something like the title. I'm mangling it here, but the title of this video is something like, girls who wear t-shirts of bands they don't know anything by should be killed. And it's like a whole bunch of guys going up to girls and going, hey, you're wearing a Dokken shirt. Sing me a Dokken song. Ah! And then they just kill them. That's it. So there you go. That's what she reminds me of. It's like the girl at the mall in the $80 Kiss shirt. So, yeah, she's got another one. All right, so I think that Zaira girl's going to go because the band themselves didn't like her.
Yeah.
And she made fun of them. That's the dumbest thing she could have done.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
I think it'll be Zaira, Chris, and Jill in the bottom three.
Yeah, nobody likes the porn star. And, you know, the thing is that the girl, that porn star girl, Jill, because Tommy Lee's like, I just want to know if you're wearing panties.
And then
Sarah's visibly revolted by it. And then
she lies and says she's never even listened to Hole.
And she came back about the panty line. She came back with like, well, you'll just have to check, Tommy. And here's the thing. Those guys are surrounded all day by women trying to get stuff through the power of, like, you know, their feminine wiles and through pantyless power. And so the last thing they probably want is some other girl trying to get something from them by being like a sex kitten. You know, it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
So there you go. So Zaire's going to be out tonight. And I got to admit that the episodes like tonight, I like skipping through a lot. Because it's like, what? I don't really care.
Well, because you won't see Storm at all.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't really matter to me. So, all right. So there you go. All right, Kristen from accounting, the Rockstar Recap. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Kristen. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Rick, I did notice last night how much Dave Navarro was allowed to flap his gums, way more than the Supernova guys.
Mm-hmm.
I've nailed his creepy look, by the way. He looks like a freaky pencil-drawn caricature of himself. Also, Brooke Byrne still looks like she's wearing a garbage bag. That's a fair point. All right, there you go. So there's your Rockstar Recap and so forth. What are we doing here? Do we have to break?
We should probably break since we haven't for an hour.
Let's break. Yes. It's, let's break.
Were you going to play Storm?
Well, let's go out with that, actually. We played it again. Let's. Thank you, Jen. Let's go. We'll go out with Storm here. We'll come back with Tim Riley at the City Desk. What else did I say we were going to do?
Jen Lane.
No, I know. Jen is. No, we'll do that.
Do
oh,
me,
the sex
Rick,
offenders.
Do me.
we'll come back. We'll talk about the sex offender thing, too. That's the other thing we got to do. I have a question about that. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Back after this, AM 970, Solid State Radio.
With our trio of rock legends. Tonight, she performs Cheap Trick Surrender. This is Storm Large.
Mother told me, yes, she told me, I meet boys like you. She also told me, stay away, you'll never know what you'll catch. But just the other day, I heard.